Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for a greatly divided nation where at least on one issue, the issue of gun regulation. It's not gun control, it's gun regulation. It's also people talk about as an issue of gun safety. On that issue, there seems to be a certain amount of movement of people coming together and figuring out that no ideologically pure version of how you treat Second Amendment issues and how you treat gun ownership issues is going to make tremendous sense. There is a very interesting column by somebody who is not a conservative, but who writes on the flaw, the obvious contradiction in the progressive stance on guns. We will get to that. We also have the great privilege of having on our show Senator Ben Sasse, who will be joining us shortly. And Senator Sasse gave a remarkable speech on Thursday night at the Reagan Library as part of their Time for Choosing series. And it was just so quotable and so important and so inspiring. I think that for a lot of people, there was an immediate reaction, well, why can't we have a candidate, a leader for the Republican Party, who sounds like that? I want to speak to Ben Sasse about his own future plans, aside from being one of the most respected and powerful voices in the U.S. Senate. What it is he has in mind, and what his thought process was behind that remarkable speech. 1-800-955-1776. I've actually heard from a number of you when we played significant excerpts from Senator Sasse's speech who are interested in hearing more. Well, today you will. Here is part of what that speech sounded like, and of course, I rallied to it and responded to it very even emotionally because it was so close to some of the themes that I've been trying to discuss with you for the last several years. This is Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska speaking at the Time for Choosing series at the Great Reagan Library. Listen.
I'm a Republican because I'm a conservative. And I'm a conservative because I believe in gratitude. Everyone born here is immensely blessed, and the heart of keeping the republic always starts with gratitude. American conservatives, we don't traffic in grievance. Our party must reject politicians who tell the American people that they're victims. We embrace leaders who tell the American people that we can write our own destiny. Americans have never wallowed in self-pity. The people who built this country and passed it on to us and sought to make it better and more expansive and more inclusive, they weren't whining. Our history is dominated by people who refused to settle, people who smashed barriers, men and women who built this better nation and bequeathed it to us. The Harriet Tubmans and the George Washingtons, Susan B. Anthony and MLK, Neil Armstrong and Rosa Parks, Amelia Earhart and Jackie Robinson, and the ever cheerful Ronald Reagan. We in this country and in this party, we embrace leaders who understand that America makes legends, not victims.
Making legends and not victims seems to me a fine, fine platform for moving forward. And then you have the current reality of so much of our political leadership and for our political choices, and the entire problem is everything from both sides tends to be negative right now, which is why you have polls like this horrible poll from the National Opinion Research Center about the pessimistic mood that is embracing the country. And see, the Democrats who, and of course they, I understand the importance and the significance of January 6th. And January 6th was a horrible day for the country. And the leadership of the Trump administration during the riot and preceding the riot and surrounding the riot and following the riot is all abysmal. But the idea that we are going to, on the one hand, have one party that wants to rework the entire election counting process, and then the other party wants to rework the entire riot, what they call insurrection process, and again, dig further and further and further into negatives and into unfairness and into division. Well, for instance, there is this. Kyle Rittenhouse, who, again, I was very, very glad that he was not convicted of serious crimes for acting in self-defense in a situation where he probably shouldn't have been there in the first place. But the idea is he was on trial for very serious charges, and he was acquitted. But now there is a desire on his part to, quote, get justice for some of the cruel things that media companies said about him. This is the report, clip one, about Kyle Rittenhouse making something of a comeback. Listen.
Kyle Rittenhouse, the armed teenage vigilante.
Blue Lives Matter social media partisan, 17 years old, picks up a gun, drives from one state to another with the intent to shoot people.
Rittenhouse drove in from Illinois armed for battle.
The jury bought the narrative of Kyle Rittenhouse being a victim.
The fact that white supremacists roam the halls of Congress freely and celebrate this little murderous white supremacist, and the fact that he gets to walk the streets freely.
Okay, there is no evidence whatsoever that he was a white supremacist. None. He had no white supremacist background or contact, and he was treated unfairly. The question about him suing the media, I don't know how this is going to work out, because for them to have any chance of prevailing in that kind of lawsuit, they would have to say he was not a public figure. And by the time of his trial, he was a public figure. Everybody knew his name. And the part of this goes very much to the theme that Senator Sasse was speaking about, which is this idea, which is bad for the country and is bad for individuals. No one is helped by seizing, claiming, reveling in the status of victim. It doesn't take away your victimhood to try to elevate yourself as a victim. And the truth of the matter is, Kyle Rittenhouse has, actually, I know he's gone around, he's made speeches across the country, he has enjoyed, I believe he either will have or does already have a book contract. He will have a chance to tell his story, as he did even before the trial. He told the story to the jury, which allowed for his acquittal. And the idea of victimhood and its destructiveness, we want to be the victor nation, not the victim nation. And that's my fear about the upcoming extravaganza on TV beginning on January 6th that begins at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. They begin with the hearings by the January 6th committee. Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska coming up to talk about victory versus victory over victimhood, coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We in this country and in this party, we embrace leaders who understand that America makes legends, not victims.
That's the words of last week of Senator Ben Sasse, Republican of Nebraska, who was reelected last time out by with over 70% of the votes in Nebraska, which is a tremendous vote of confidence for one of the more brilliant, impressive, and respected members of the United States Senate. The question I would ask with Senator Sasse, who is between votes right now. He should be on in any moment. But basically, talking about the more optimistic, the more constructive, the more collaborative, the more uplifting vision for America. How do you achieve that through politics? How do you transcend some of the polarization, which has become so downright toxic and poisonous for our country? Senator Sasse, I appreciate your taking time on a very busy day.
Hello, Michael. Good to be with you.
Well, thank you. We loved your speech at the Reagan Library, your speech for the Time for Choosing series. And what do you think are the most immediate priorities for Republicans like you in the Senate or in the House or just in the party and in local positions toward bringing that more optimistic, collaborative, hopeful, a positive view of the American future?
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe let's distinguish between policy proper and sort of the broader civics and historical understanding of who we are as a people. But in policy proper, it's the future of work and the future of war. I think in domestic policy, almost everything that matters is that we are seeing an end to lifelong work inside any one organization or any one sector for almost everybody. And we don't even know how to think about it, talk about it, reflect on it. But lots of people are feeling unstable because they know they're going to be disrupted at 30 and 35 and 40 years old, and pretending we're going to go back to the economy of 1952 isn't true. And so we should tackle the future of work as the number one domestic policy bundle of issues before us. But at a foreign policy level, obviously our long-term threat is the technology race with the Chinese Communist Party. And sort of a little bit paradoxically, I think that the future of work is also the heart of that foreign policy problem, which is we believe that a decentralized system of free peoples and free markets can actually navigate this, where the Chinese Communist Party is telling a lot of our sometimes allies that only a central planning strongman, a big giant bureaucracy that squeezes all the freedom out of local communities and diversity of thought and entrepreneurial startup and effort, only central planning can solve this problem. They're wrong, but we need to put up and shut up and show people what it would look like for a free society to actually navigate all the fluid, disruptive time we're in. But all of those policy challenges are still just a subset of what Washington can get done or what Washington can conceivably lead on. And the American people need to remember a one-year-for-politics perspective, which is government matters, politics matter, it matters to maintain a framework for ordered liberty. We want the police to be strong enough to protect the neighborhood when you're walking home from a restaurant in the evening. It is a common good for people to have public safety. Government matters, but government is not the center. It can't be the center of your hopes, your dreams, your animosities, your loves. And right now what's happening, I think, is the vast majority of people are checking out of politics because a very small number of very weird, very online, very angry people, I think it's less than 2% of America, they dominate almost all the discourse. And so most politicians perform like jackwagons all the time because they presume that those 2% are representative of a broader country, and they're not. And so I think we should actually speak to 70% and 90% America.
Well, that sounds like the way to go, and certainly the positive development. But I think about today they're having primaries in San Francisco and L.A., and in both cities, homelessness is a huge issue. I know it's an issue in Omaha. It's an issue everywhere. How does this apply, what you just said about talking about the future of work, to actually doing something to save our cities from these encampments everywhere?
Yeah, so maybe I won't connect this one proximately to the future of work, but I would just recommend to your listeners the book San Francisco, which I think is very interesting at segmenting the three parts of the homeless community, right? There are genuinely structurally poor homeless people who are dislocated. There are mentally ill people, and these are policy priorities that the government should tackle. But there are also a whole bunch of drug addicted addicted people. And if you don't have the right policies to stop drug trafficking, that's not a kind way to love your neighbor. That's a way to make these problems much, much worse. And I think what that book demonstrates, and I think there's tons of sociological evidence that this is the case, that a lot of these permissive policies of cities across the country, but especially on the West Coast, to just say, well, if there's a lot of homeless doing a lot of drugs, the main thing we should do is not want to do anything to have a strong arm in there. Actually, so that we, the community, are opposed to drug trafficking in these open spaces. And by failing to do the most basic first principle stuff government should do, it exacerbates this problem and it creates more and more communities of broken people being a magnet for other broken people getting addicted and losing control of the parts of their life where they should have had agency. So I think that, you know, I'm not a political pundit. Didn't plan to do this, and I'm not going to spend my life in politics, so I don't pretend to know what's going to happen in those races and in the polling. But my sense is the big middle of America is more sympathetic to the right than to the left, which is the left is so willing to be enabling of some of these destructive habits and practices.
Your speech, which was so noteworthy, and again, we've posted our website at michaelmedved.com. I hope people will listen to it, was about the importance of optimism for Americans and certainly for conservatives above all. What is necessary, in addition to the policies you're addressing now, to change the mood of the nation? Big headline today, pessimistic mood deepens. This is in Wall Street Journal based on a new National Opinion Research Center poll. The most important step in the right direction?
Yeah, I mean, I want to bet on America. We need a rebuild agenda that first and foremost is dependent on the American people, not on government. We need a revival of American self-confidence. We need leaders who live and breathe that kind of self-confidence so we can inspire a generation of self-confident Americans and American families and American communities and American startups. I'm a Republican because the party of Reagan has always been the best home for conservatism, and I'm a conservative because I believe in gratitude. And if you're grateful for the country we've inherited, we don't meekly shrink away from the global stage and these big challenges. We embrace leaders who have the strength to stand up to despots and who believe the American people are strong and don't want whining and grievance.
Senator Ben Sasse, Senator from Nebraska, I so much appreciate your taking the time with us, and congratulations again on your speech and your leadership. We will be right back.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is delivering the holy war on American domestic energy that he promised on the campaign trail. Meanwhile, energy costs and gas prices for American families have absolutely skyrocketed.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, taking to the Senate floor on Tuesday. This as gas and energy prices continue to skyrocket across the country. Meanwhile, Democrats, including President Biden, say Russia's war with Ukraine and supply chain issues are causing the high energy prices. The Senate Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing about domestic terrorism with testimony from survivors, family members of victims, and others impacted by mass shootings in Buffalo, New York. Since the Buffalo shooting, New York Governor Kathy Hochul has signed new gun control bills into law. This is USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
On the Michael Medved show, a little bit of news on the career front. Remember Milo Yiannopoulos? Jeremy, you remember Milo Yiannopoulos. He was very much in evidence at the Cleveland Republican Convention of 2016. An outspoken and very controversial individual who has just found a new gig. No, really, brand new. He's going to be working as a Capitol Hill intern. Jeremy, let me ask you a question. Do you know which member of Congress has decided to employ Milo Yiannopoulos? Right. No, it's Marjorie Taylor Greene. And this is not a joke. This is like Bonnie and Clyde of the alt-right. Look, this is a strange world we live in. And then you have this from Joy Reid on MSNBC. And again, a national platform for this. Listen, clip 13.
It is a responsibility. Firearms are an awesome responsibility. I've been through the licensing process. I've been through the training process. It is something I would never hand to an 18-year-old that I wouldn't have in my house when our kids were young, that we waited till they were moved out of the house, because I understand the awesome responsibility. You literally can take a life with this machine.
Right.
But what Republicans have done is created a culture where literally people are solving their anger and rage issues that are also being stoked by the same party with guns.
Yes.
Angry about abortion and not enough children, you take a gun out. Angry about immigration, you take a gun out. That happened in Texas. Like, there's an association problem that I have with it. And now you have a situation where we don't know the cause of it. Philadelphia, South Street Seaport, isn't safe. So you can't go there? You can get shot? I mean, I don't know how you get past if the culture of an entire political party is that we are so in love with the idea of using our guns to solve our anger about social issues. How do you then get them to say, okay, we will legislate to stop mass shootings?
Okay, this is an outrageous slander, and it's wrong. It's just demonstrably wrong. First of all, If you're angry about immigration and you take a gun out, that's what happened in Texas? Is she talking about Uvalde? The perpetrator, Salvador Ramos, was not angry that anyone knows over immigration. He was obviously very, very sick and evil, and he was angry about the miserable circumstances of his life. And by the way, no indication in the world that he was a Republican. The best point, and this is something, and again, it's a point I want to give credit to Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, and he's entirely correct for this idea that when you're a Republican and you get angry, you take a gun out. Okay, if you want to talk about literally tens of thousands of angry Republicans, where did we have tens of thousands of really angry Republicans who were as angry as could be? They were chanting, "Hang Mike Pence." They were super angry. We're talking about January 6th. The Democrats are going to be focusing on January 6th. I mean, microscopically, we're going to be replaying the whole thing and go over the whole thing. But the one thing that those Democrats have to acknowledge, and they have to give credit to the people who didn't behave well, they weren't exemplary citizens. Yes, they crashed into the Capitol building and some people pooped on the floor and they stole some papers and they messed things up and they acted boorishly. Virtually none of them had guns. Now, there are some people with Proud Boys and Oath Keepers who stored their guns elsewhere, but they knew enough. They didn't come to the Capitol building battling with police with guns in hand. And we've talked about this before. If you talk about the ultimate nightmare, what really could have been an unparalleled American tragedy, it would have been a situation of people storming the Capitol building with guns and firing guns and shooting police officers and behaving abysmally. They didn't do that. And this is, thank you, God. This is once again God's hand on America, to cite the title of a wonderful book that I recommend you read. That if you look at what happened, what's dramatic about that confrontation is not just what happened and how depressing it was, but the fact that no member of Congress was beaten up, no member of Congress was shot. The only individual who was actually shot that day was Ashley Babbitt, who was trying to storm in, and she was shot by a Capitol Hill police officer. And in a situation where he was protecting the building, the whole idea that this is a Republican thing, if you're angry at something, you take a gun out, that experience, which was an important national experience, is exactly the opposite. This is basically talking about the upcoming testimony, and it will be televised. It's being televised on all the major networks, not Fox. Why is Fox not televising it? They've announced that they will cover the hearings as warranted. That's their language. But everywhere else there's going to be live coverage, wall to wall. And Liz Cheney, who is, of course, one of only two Republicans on this committee, spoke with CBS about her role on the committee. Clip 4.
Let me say it this way. I have not learned anything that has made me less concerned.
Well, what's made you more concerned?
Well, I think the extent, the expanse, how broad this multi-pronged effort was.
Was it a conspiracy?
I think certainly. I mean, look, if you look at the court filings,
it was a conspiracy?
I do. It is extremely broad. It's extremely well organized. It's really chilling.
And NBC's Yamiche Alcindor said defined what she sees as the Democrats' challenge getting Americans to care about these hearings. Listen.
I think the biggest challenge for lawmakers here, as they talk about these sort of huge ideas of American democracy and sort of the experiment that we're all living and benefiting from, possibly being brought to his knees, is whether or not they can make people care, Andrea. There are so many things that people are juggling between gas prices and inflation, baby formula, abortion, and the shootings that are happening. These lawmakers are going to try to now have a narrative to focus the country's attention to say, look at this thing. Do not turn away.
Okay. Yes, it's a challenge. And I actually think she's right about that. And it's one of the reasons. It's also it's replaying and trying to retell a past conflict. It's the same reason that I think has been so very difficult to get people excited about the claims of a fraudulent election, which if that were real, would that not be a huge deal? Americans, I think they're tired of hearing witnesses and trials and investigations about the 2016 election or about the 2020 election. And maybe the important thing here is to get people involved in the 2022 election. And what about the 2022 election that's going on today? There's an NBC report suggesting that there's one issue that's taking center stage in two of the nation's largest cities today. We'll get to it coming up on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
I'll be back.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics, the life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved show. It is a election day today, and there are elections all over the country, primaries, and some of them are downright interesting. The most interesting and important, it seems to me, is what is going on in San Francisco, where Chesa Boudin, who is the district attorney for the county of San Francisco, is about to get recalled. I think the chances that he will get recalled are very, very high. It will redeem the whole notion of recall. The recall, obviously, of Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, didn't work at all. But Chesa Boudin is so far out of the mainstream and so repellent in terms of the refusal to take anything seriously, any violations of the law, including shoplifting. And when you're not going to prosecute people for coming into stores in organized packs and gangs to load stuff into various bins and bags and to take it out of the store, well, then you're asking for trouble in your city. And then in Los Angeles, there is a possibility for moving also in a positive direction. It seems to me with a businessman who is identified by everyone as a former Republican, somebody who supported many worthy conservative causes, has talked about getting serious about dealing with the homeless crisis in Los Angeles, which is unspeakable. And right now, Rick Caruso, the individual I'm talking about, he's changed his party affiliation. He recently changed it to Democrat because he wanted to actually win this election. And he might, probably not on the first round, but clear his way to a primary where, if he is one of the two primary candidates, I think he could win. Here is the report from NBC, it's clip 17, about crime and homelessness and the role of those issues in the Golden State. Listen.
So let's start in California, because we've got several high-profile races in that state. And one of the things driving voters to the polls there, law and order, an issue that's taken center stage. What are you watching there today? Tell us about that.
We're seeing a cornucopia of different kind of races, different kind of California today, from a lot of the top two primaries for governor, for Senate, for House, as well as a recall election in San Francisco of their district attorney, Chesa Boudin, who is facing a recall effort united by Democrats and Republicans who have criticized his policies, which they believe, as critics believe, is being soft on crime. We're also seeing an L.A. mayoral primary where an outside real estate developer, Rick Caruso, is running against retiring Democratic Congresswoman Karen Bass. And that race is going to be probably shaping up, as the polls indicate, into a runoff in November, but certainly just adds to just all the different kind of races that we're watching in California today.
And again, to have actually a reason for conservatives, for Republicans, even for moderates to come out to vote in the state of California, in San Francisco, and in Los Angeles, it could actually shake up the country. It made a huge difference to the United States of America, and I know he's become a joke and an embarrassment, but Rudy Giuliani was a great mayor. He was. His two terms, his 8 years, he was term limited, otherwise he would have gotten a third term. Later, Mike Bloomberg, who followed Giuliani, he changed, got the city council to change the law so he could have a third term. But in any event, it changed everything in terms of the nation's approach to crime. When Rudy and his police commissioner, Bill Bratton, who, by the way, later made his way to L.A., the impact of a Rick Caruso, who really is making some of the pitch that the kind of development that he has done for the city is exactly what the city needs, and the way to come at the homeless issue, not in a way that is punitive, not in a way that is hateful, but in a way that actually takes into account all the tremendous hard work that people do to build up a business, how much the city needs that, and how unfair it is to people who are homeowners, who pay the bulk of taxes, the business people who pay taxes, for the people who work to make the city operate, to place them second to the people who want a claim on the city treasury because, quote, they are victims. And victims of what? In some cases, it has to do with their own addiction. But then again, this goes along with AOC, who has some new brilliance that she adds about the United States not providing a real democracy for its citizens. On a post on Instagram, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Congress lady from New York, says our system of government is no longer functioning as a real democracy. Listen, this is clip 14A.
It also cuts to the basic structure of our democracy, if you can call it that. Because when you have a presidency that's not determined by a popular vote, when you have a Senate where tens of millions of people more can vote for one candidate, one party, and still be in the minority, where even in the House of Representatives that's supposed to represent our population, that it gets gerrymandered to all hell once every 10 years in order to ensure an outsized minority rule and voice in both the House, the Senate, and the presidency, it is becoming increasingly difficult for people to defend the stance that we live in a democracy, in a true one.
Okay, she's so ignorant. She doesn't realize that the last two elections in Canada, the Liberal Party, because they also don't have direct election of a prime minister, you elect a member of parliament, and then the parliament goes ahead and chooses a majority or a minority. In Canada, last two elections, the Conservatives, the Tories, won more votes than the Liberals. But because of the way those votes were distributed, the Liberals won Justin Trudeau both times. It happens in Britain as well, not this last time, because this last time, before the recent no-confidence vote, which he won, by the way, Boris Johnson had won a stunning victory. But there are very few nations in the world that give you, for a large nation, a straight-out vote for the chief executive in the government. Very often that chief executive is chosen by the members of the legislature who were there before. Our hybrid has worked well for us. What doesn't work well? Well, there's not every war movie with good intentions is equal to a Top Gun Maverick. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
At the end of World War II, an American bomber is shot down over occupied France, and the ruthless Germans are determined not to let the crew escape in Wolfhound, now playing in theaters.
Do not forget our orders. No survivors.
They say one man can make a difference. Let's find out.
This ends now.
And you'll be hoping for an ending long before the two-hour-plus runtime is over. Wolfhound is cheesy and melodramatic, loosely based on the real-life story of KG-200, a Nazi effort to shoot down, repair, and then fly again under false colors American and British aircraft. The acting here by a cast of little-knowns ranges between the amateurish and the embarrassing, though some of the aerial combat sequences are still ambitious and watchable. Rated R for multiple scenes of combat and torture. 2 stars for the maddeningly mediocre Wolfhound. And nothing maddeningly mediocre coming up tomorrow. We're going to be speaking to a brilliant academic conservative law professor about a freedom of speech case surrounding him. Ilya Shapiro joins us, who recently quit Georgetown Law School. We'll also be speaking to Senator Mike Lee, who is concerned about the future of the Supreme Court and attempts to undermine that future and independence. And why is it that all of a sudden, with Republicans about to win sweeping victories, we're told, does Gallup have headlines about record support for abortion and gay marriage? All solved next time for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.